Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello there, what it do, how are you, and welcome to episode 29 of Above the Nest with Rachelle, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It's a great day to talk football, that is Eagles football, of course, and I'm your host, Rachelle Prevett, getting you hip very quick to what's happening. The Eagles have had two games since I last recorded an episode of Above the Nest. They defeated the Carolina Panthers 21-18 in Week 5, and most recently they fell to Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 28-22 in Week 6. So now the Eagles are 2-4. Since the Panthers game at this point is just old news, let's dive right into what exactly went down Thursday night against the Bucs. Like I mentioned, the Birds fell short to Tom Brady and the Bucs at home 28-22. At halftime, the score was 21-7, so it was kind of nice to see the Eagles rally back to only lose by 6 points, but it still wasn't enough, and you don't get any points for moral victories. So what exactly went wrong? Well, the first half was pretty ugly. Jalen Hurts really failed to get into any type of rhythm. He didn't make too many smart decisions when he was under pressure. He misplaced the ball a good amount of times, missing way too many open guys. Over the first 30 minutes of the game, the Eagles only had one play in Tampa Bay territory. The Eagles offense also didn't hit 100 total yards until the fourth quarter. Now, Tampa Bay committed 7 penalties for 120 lost yards, which happened to work in the Eagles' favor. It kept the Eagles in the game, including the 2 pass interference penalties on throws to wide receiver Jalen Reagor. Also, play calling continues to be an issue. A trend every single week. We're talking about this each and every week. And yes, Nick Sirianni continues to be the person to blame. The Eagles only ran the ball one time in the first half, and they really just left everything up to Jalen Hurts, which really is not helping him in the long run. I don't know if you guys saw the video, but there were chants that broke out in the link of, you know, the fans chanting for Nick Sirianni to run the ball, and I guess he gave the people what they wanted or tried to, but it was just way too late in the game. Like, why did he need to wait so long before allowing Miles Sanders to run the ball? Miles Sanders, after getting the opportunity, did lead the team in rushing with 56 yards on 9 carries. And when Miles Sanders was handed the ball on what looked to be a designed running play, he had back-to-back runs of 23 and 14 yards. But I'm not sure if we can hold our breath and continue to be optimistic, because we know that the Eagles tend to lean on the constant run pass options, so, you know, don't expect to see this in weeks continued. It also didn't really help that tight end Dallas Goedert missed the game because he was on the COVID-19 list. Jalen Hurts finished 12 of 26 for 115 yards with 1 touchdown, 1 interception, and he ran for 2 touchdowns in the second half. He also averaged 4.4 yards per attempt. As for Tom Brady, on the other hand, he finished 34 for 42 with 297 passing yards and 2 touchdown passes. He threw his first interception since the first week of the 2021 season, though, and the interception did end his streak of 227 consecutive pass attempts without a pick. Leonard Fournette had 81 rushing yards on 22 carries and 2 touchdowns. He also had 6 catches for 46 yards, so he was definitely a problem for the Eagles. Antonio Brown led the Bucs with 9 catches for 93 yards, so he just continues to be a beast. It's been a long time coming, but after many trade rumors, the Eagles finally pulled the trigger. We were expecting this to happen back you know, during the summer, remember? But on Friday morning, the Eagles officially traded their veteran tight end Zach Ertz to the Arizona Cardinals in exchange for a fifth round pick in the 2022 NFL draft and rookie cornerback Tay Gowan. Zach Ertz has spent his entire career with the Eagles since entering the league as a second round draft pick in 2013. And best believe he will go down as one of the Eagles' greatest players in franchise history and will forever be remembered as a Super Bowl hero. He did score the game-winning touchdown in the Eagles' first and only Super Bowl victory. And in his 9 years that he spent in Philly, he played in 130 games, including playoffs, and he finished with 579 receptions. He finished fifth in receiving yards with 6,267 yards and 38 touchdowns. Shortly after the Eagles announced that Ertz would be traded to the Cardinals, he spoke with the Philly media on Friday afternoon, and he made it very clear that Philly is home. Ertz was extremely emotional as he reflected on his time spent in Philly, and he touched on, you know, why he loves the fans so much. And even though he is excited for the Cardinals, he just continues to remind us that Philly is where he wanted to retire, and this is where, like, his heart will always be. But here's a snippet of what the future Eagles Hall of Famer had to say.
You know, one of the things that kind of irked me the past couple days is, When this was coming about and people started to know about it, they're like, well, you know, you're going home. You're going back to California. Julie's home. And this is home. Philadelphia is home. And that was tough.
Now, if you want to check out the full press conference, you can, you know, just scroll after you're done listening to this episode on the, you know, same BGN podcast feed that you're listening to. There is a latest episode of the At the Podium podcast, and the entire press conference is there. You can listen to it right there. So if you want to go do that after you listen to this, might as well check it out. With Zach Ertz gone, that leaves the Eagles with Dallas Goedert and Tyree Jackson in their tight end room. Tyree Jackson had a really good training camp this past summer. He suffered from a back injury, though, and it landed him on the injured reserve. So he's expected to be to return before the end of October. So that's literally right around the corner. So we'll just have to wait and see if everything is all good. The Eagles also have 2021 undrafted rookie free agent signing Jack Stoll on the roster and 2020 undrafted rookie free agent signing Noah Tolgai on the practice squad. Tay Gowan, who is the cornerback that the Eagles acquired in the trade, is 6'1", 186 pounds, and he was a sixth-round pick by the Cardinals in the 2021 NFL draft. But that is going to be a wrap for episode 29 of Above the Nest with Rachelle. Like always, don't forget to tap into all of the Bleeding Green Nation content on the feed, including the new BGN Instant Reaction Show, and there's also a new Babes on Broad available too. But don't forget to follow us on Instagram and on Twitter, and also you might as well stop what you're doing and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We would greatly, greatly appreciate it. And now the Eagles will have a 10-day break before they return to action week 7 against the Raiders. And that game will take place on Sunday, October 24th at 4:05 p.m. As always, thank you so much for listening. We are very grateful for you loyal listeners, so don't you ever forget it. Have a wonderful weekend, and we out!
BGN.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Support for this show comes from Vanta. Dealing with loads of spreadsheets, juggling different tools, and having to do manual security checks, it can be a headache to keep up with today's compliance and security programs. Vanta is the trust management platform that wants to simplify things and bring all your trust-building efforts under one roof, making growth smoother for your whole organization. Vanta lets you automate up to 90% of compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, HIPAA, and more, strengthen security posture, and reduce third-party risk. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/vox. That's VANTA.com/vox for $1,000 off Vanta.